Denver, Colorado, USA. My train is late. The Western Drawbridge is being tested. Todd Wainio doesn't seem to mind waiting for me at the platform. We shake hands under the station's mural of victory, easily the most recognizable image of the American experience in World War Z. Originally taken from a photograph, it depicts a squad of soldiers standing on the New Jersey side of the Hudson River, their backs turned to us as they watch dawn break over Manhattan. My host looks very small and frail next to these towering, two-dimensional icons. Like most men of his generation, Todd Wainio was old before his time. With an expanding paunch, receding graying hair, and three deep parallel scars down the side of his right cheek, it would be difficult to guess that this former U.S. Army infantryman is still, at least chronologically, at the beginning of his life.
The sky was red that day. All the smoke, the crap that'd been filling the air all summer, it put everything in this amber-red light, like looking at the world through hell-colored glasses. That's how I first saw Yonkers, this little depressed, rust-collar burb just north of New York City. I don't think anybody'd ever heard of it. I sure as hell hadn't. And now it's up there with, like, Pearl Harbor. No, not Pearl. That was a surprise attack. This was more like Little Bighorn, where we... Well, at least the people in charge, they knew what was up, or they should have. The point is, it wasn't a surprise. The war, or emergency, or whatever you want to call it was already on. It had been, what, 3 months since everyone jumped on the panic train? You remember what it was like, people just freaking out, boarding up their houses, stealing food, guns, shooting everything that moved. They probably killed more people, the Rambos and the runaway fires and the traffic accidents and just the whole shitstorm that we now call the Great Panic. I think that killed more people at first than Zach. I guess I can see why the powers that be thought that one big stand-up battle was such a good idea. They wanted to show the people that they were still in charge, get them to calm the hell down so they could deal with the real problem. I get it. And because they needed a propaganda smackdown, I ended up in Yonkers. It wasn't the worst place to make a stand. Part of the town sat right in this little valley, and right over the West Hills you had the Hudson River. The Sawmill River Parkway ran right through the center of our main line of defense, and the refugees streaming down the freeway were leading the dead right to us. It was a natural choke point, and it was a good idea. The only good idea that day.
Wainio reaches for another cue, the homegrown American variety cigarette so named for its one-quarter tobacco content.
Why didn't they put us on the roofs? They had a shopping center, a couple of garages, big buildings with nice flat tops. They could have put a whole company right above the A&P. We could have seen the whole valley, and we could have been completely safe from the attack. There was this apartment building, about 20 stories, I think. Each floor had a commanding view of the freeway. Why wasn't there a rifle team in each window? You know where they put us? Right down on the ground, right behind sandbags or in fighting holes. We wasted so much time, so much energy preparing these elaborate firing positions. Good cover and concealment, they told us. Cover and concealment? Cover means physical protection, conventional protection from small arms and artillery or airdropped ordnance. That sound like the enemy we were about to go up against? Was Zach now calling in airstrikes and fire missions? And why the hell were we worried about concealment when the whole point of the battle was to get Zach to come directly at us? So back-asswards, all of it. I'm sure whoever was in charge must have been one of the last of the Fulda fucktards. You know, those generals who spend their nardrop years training to defend West Germany from Ivan. Tight-ass, narrow-minded, probably pissed off from so many years of brushfire war. He must have been an FF, because everything we did freaking stunk of Cold War static defense. You know they even tried to dig fighting holes for the tanks? The engineers blasted them right out of the A&P parking lot.